girlfriend asked me late into our New Year's party last year if I had a banjo she could borrow so she could learn to play one. Since I had five of them hanging on various walls, I could hardly say no without seeming like some selfish, materialistic you-know-what. Four were handmade by me, three of them within the year, so I didn't really want to loan those. Another is my concert banjo, mostly rebuilt by me, so no on that too. And another was a 1920 vintage Sterling, nice inlay, sweet action, pretty sounding little five string. So I loaned her the Sterling, reluctantly, and I still felt like a selfish, materialistic you-know-what. I mean, geez, she was a friend and I could help out, and maybe she'd even learn to play the thing and maybe love playing it, and the world would be a better place with another banjo picker. Stranger things have happened, believe me. 2 weeks later, I get a call. The banjo, she says, has problems. Won't hold its tuning. Fifth string peg is glitchy. She's had her luthier pals look at it, but they don't want to make adjustments. She wanted me to pick it up, fix it, and return it when I had it ready. She sounded a little put off that her loaner wasn't up to snuff. I said, bring it down and I'll see what I can do, but I'd been playing it and I sure didn't have those problems. She said snippily, it does now. Well, I adjusted some tuning pegs and glued the fifth string peg, and she took it on home. It was clear she wanted a replacement banjo, but I was, well, you already know what I was. A week later, she called to say the banjo was no good. Her friends had looked at it, and they said it was no good, too. She was bringing it back. I said, okay. I was leaving, but just leave it in the shop, doors unlocked. When I got home, it was raining cats and puppies. There was a message on my answering gizmo telling me my banjo was leaned against the shop back door outside and it was raining, so if I got this call, I might want to bring the banjo inside. At which point she laughed and hung up. I raced down, and sure enough, my vintage 1920 maple banjo was soaking wet, the pot full of water, the tuners ready for some imminent rust. Maybe a better man, a less materialistic you-know-what man, would have shrugged and said, c'est la vie, it's just a banjo, probably only worth $500, no big deal. But like I said, I'm not. And my friend, well, she isn't my friend anymore. With friends like that, I could start another band. Of course, it would be mostly blues.